At 8:22, it's our honor to have Richard Ervin, Mayor of Aurora, Republican gubernatorial candidate, join us on the air this morning. Richard, how have you been, sir?
Good morning, sir. I've been just fine. Just riding around the state, meeting as many of our residents as possible to get the message out. And it's been resonating with folks, and I'm real happy. And I'm just looking forward to finishing strong these last 45 days before June 28th.
You know, what's interesting is, you know, a week ago we saw this poll. Now, there's polls done by campaigns all over the place, but this was the first one that really captured my mind, and I had the figures for WGN shows you in at 24%. But, Richard, that undecided number, 36%, that's an important number for you whether you're in first or not.
I mean, that's a big number. And you know, and even though that poll might have me a few points ahead of my next opponent behind me, the reality is I still got to do all the hard work necessary to continue getting my message out. As I said, the primary election is June 28th, so I've got about 45 days to make sure that I can secure that 36% and secure the nomination of the Republican Party and take on J.B. Pritzker come November.
You know, the problem is with undecided, Richard, the way I see it, it's undecided, and here we are. Well, we figured it was a week ago, so that number's changed a couple of percent. But the election starts Friday.
Well, it does. As a matter of fact, this next weekend I'll be traveling through a number of counties throughout Illinois, just trying to excite people and inspire people to get out and vote. That 36, you know, percent of the folk, you know, maybe those are people that don't necessarily participate in a primary election, and I want everyone to participate in this primary and vote for the future of the state of Illinois, because that's what's important. Taking out J.B. Pritzker in November, and I think we all agree with that, especially on the Republican side.
You know, what I find interesting is if you go back, well, even just 4 years ago, even 3 years ago, and you say, look, we're running for governor, you would just go and say, let's go talk about Illinois' finances. And sure, we do. We do have a $129,987,500,000 pension back pay that we need. But really, when it's come to this election, the state of the finances is one aspect, tax is another. But ideology is really taking a front seat, and I'm wondering if this is an area which Republicans can win. You're talking about abortion. You're talking about crime. You know, some of these issues, profoundly important issues. We've moved to ideology in this campaign.
And you know, I think we've talked about a number of things in this campaign. We've talked about the fact that corruption has been out of control in the state of Illinois and preventing us from moving forward. We've talked about taxes and wasteful spending. You know, and one of the most important things we talked about is crime. And I don't know that it's an ideology as much as a reality. You know, just this past weekend, a 16-year-old kid got shot and killed in Millennium Park in Chicago, right in front of that beam that everybody looks in and sees the reflection in, that millions of folks have been in. A 16-year-old kid, a week before that, a 20-something, walking down the street with his cell phone in his hand. You know, he got someone tried to steal a cell phone from him and demanded that he give the passcode. He didn't give that passcode, and he got shot three times, once in the face. A week before that, a 71-year-old woman walking on the north side, nice side of Chicago, walking with another woman with a baby carriage, gets mowed down and killed in a drive-by shooting. This is a reality. This is a reality in our state. The crime is out of control, and J.B. Pritzker is doing absolutely nothing about it. Every day, kids are dying. Every, you know, getting shot and killed, and J.B. Pritzker does nothing. Cops are being killed, and J.B. Pritzker does nothing. But what he does do, he signs the most dangerous legislation that he could ever sign, what he calls the Safety Act, and I believe that I Hate the Police Act, which handcuffs the police and prevents them from being able to keep us safe and gives more credibility to criminals than it does to the victims and the police that work hard to make our community safe every single day. So these ideologies become reality when we have a leader that is derelict in his responsibility as governor.
All right, let's talk about this ideologically, all right, for one point. The governor signs this retail crime theft bill, right? But how can you make something more against the law and that will stop it? When it's already against the law, we make it more against the law. Will that stop it? Criminals, as a rule, are the state of mind. They're not going to get caught. When I was talking about ideology, I think that's a good example of how we are going to deal with it in the Capitol building.
Exactly right. You know, listen, you know, criminals, you know, in the definition of crime, they don't care about the law. They break it all the time. So coming up with another law and proper laws that exist is just fluff. we've got to do something about the crime that's happening now, not just simply write new law. Now, with what J.B. Pritzker did, the law that he wrote that's most dangerous takes away the police's ability to actually arrest criminals. So then it's disingenuous when you come up with another law and says, oh, I'm going to make it more serious, retail theft more serious, when you have a prosecutor in Tim Fox that says, I'm not even going to arrest and charge people with retail theft. That's crazy. And J.B. Pritzker's on board with that, and he showed that when he signed this legislation that says there's no going to, that criminals, when they're arrested, no longer have to post bail. They just slap high fives with the police officers and walk out. Matter of fact, that same criminal can go to that same police department and make an anonymous complaint against that same police officer that arrests him, that stays in that police officer's file for the rest of his career. That's crazy. And this is what J.B. Pritzker is doing to the state of Illinois. And if he's not stopped, he's going to take us down, and we're going to spiral. We're going to spiral into a state of lawlessness.
You know, it's interesting, Richard, because I'm a recipient of much of your mailers. I get them literally, almost, like, seems like every other day at this point. And, you know, do you find it interesting that the last presidential election is playing such a large role in our governor's election? In particular, a TV station releasing some tweets from you. Are you surprised by the fact that, this Trump election is playing such a large role in our governor's election this year?
You know, I'm disheartened by it, but I'm not surprised by it, because the fact is, this pleases J.B. Pritzker. There's nothing more that would please J.B. Pritzker than us talking about the White House and national politics versus focusing on his failures in the state of Illinois. Simple as that. You know, as long as we're talking about things that don't matter, that aren't priority to the residents. And those priority things are the things that I hear about every time I travel throughout the state, that crime is out of control, that tax and wasteful spending is out of control, taxes are too high, that corruption is out of control. If we don't talk about those things that are pertinent to our residents, and we get off the subject talking about national politics in the White House, then we don't address the issues, and J.B. Pritzker wins. That's exactly what he wants. What we have to do is refocus and talk about those things that are important now, right now, to the residents of the state of Illinois, for us to move forward as a state and to progress and to get jobs back in areas that need it most, to reduce taxes so we don't constantly lose businesses and residents to our border states or all the other 49 states, to make sure we get rid of this Pritzker-Madigan corruption that actually prevents us from moving forward, you know, as the sixth largest state in the union. We got to focus on what residents, what they care about today. I was down south talking to some folks in southern Illinois that said the meth problem in Illinois, as drugs come up, you know, across the border, is terrible. And they can no longer leave their doors locked at night because kids in their neighborhood that were kids that they knew at one time, little kids, nice kids, are now meth heads and breaking into their homes and stealing stuff. That's in southern Illinois. Same thing in Chicagoland. Same thing in central Illinois. Crime is out of control, and we got to address it head on.
Right. But, Richard, you're the ones that's sending out the mailing about the Trump and on Bailey not voting for Trump. You're the one sending those emails, those messages out.
Listen, when we, you know, I was attacked by my opponents, all of my opponents, even before I got into this campaign, even before I got into this race for governor. And I think it's important, you know, that we make everyone's record clear. That's what this is about. This is about comparing records in this primary, comparing records, so we can determine who the best person is for the job. Now, what my opponents don't want to talk about, they don't want to talk about the fact that I'm a combat veteran and served our country proudly in the United States Army and in the first Gulf War. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the fact that I'm a former prosecutor and have personally put criminals behind bars, and that I'm the one most equipped to be able to deal with the crime that's running rampant throughout our state. They don't want to talk about the fact that I'm the mayor of the second largest city in the state of Illinois with a proven record of supporting our men and women of law enforcement, reducing taxes for our residents, attracting businesses, attracting new residents, the things that our state of Illinois needs. You know, my opponents want to point out other things about me. You know, so it's important that I point out parts of their records. Not that it's pertinent to the campaign, but I got to point the records out so everybody knows all of our records.
Right. So can I ask you who you voted for in the last presidential election? We can be done with this subject and move back onto the important items?
Listen, as I point out, that's exactly what J.B. Pritzker wants us to be talking about. We want to be talking about who we voted for in the last election and what happened yesterday instead of what's going on now and what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, what's going to happen with the state of Illinois? You know, why are we focused on, you know, the things that, you know, that are pertinent to right now? And I don't want to get into that.
Right.
You know,
that's why I wanted to ask so we could be done with it, hopefully, and move on. That's why I asked.
Listen, I'm a Republican in the general election. I always vote Republican.
All right. Good enough. Now, here's questions coming in from our listeners. Rich from Heron. What does Richard Ervin say he would do about the current gas tax?
There's a number of things that we do. Matter of fact, my lieutenant governor, soon-to-be lieutenant governor, Representative Avery Bourne, is working on legislation right now to reduce the state's portion of the gas tax. And this isn't the portion that affects our ability to build our infrastructure and affects our roads. It affects the state's portion. And what we can do is, you know, it will reduce the gas probably about 10 to 20%, 10 to 20 cents right off the bat. And another thing that we've got to do in Illinois is we've got to become energy independent. I mean, Illinois is sitting on so many energy reserves, natural energy reserves, that we don't capitalize on in this state. We don't capitalize on it at all. You know, we truck coal in, we truck gas in, we truck all these natural resources in that we have right here in our own state. But because our liberal Democrats and J.B. Pritzker, you know, don't want to mine and they don't want to dig for oil here in our great state of Illinois, you know, it's costing us money to truck it in elsewhere. And as gas goes up, you know, close to $5 these days, you know, at least $4.40, $4.39 in most parts of the state, we've got to be looking at what we can do to be energy independent and make sure we balance. Everybody wants to make sure we protect the environment, but we've got to make a balance. We can't go far to the left and say we're just going to shut everything down and truck gas and coal and other natural resources from other states and have them do it when we can do it right here at home and put our people to work while they're doing it.
Right, when they can go around and claim, look, how much we reduced Illinois, but you bought it somewhere else. It's all the same air. Here's another question.
It's all the same air.
From Jay in Murfreesboro. He says, good morning, sir. Do you support sanctuary cities for illegal immigrants, providing free health care, free daycare, money of any or any other taxpayer funds for illegal immigrants? Thank you. Your question, Richard?
I do not support sanctuary cities. Aurora is not a sanctuary city, and when I'm governor, Illinois would not be a sanctuary state.
All right. That's the shortest answer ever. Thank you, Richard Irvin. You know what's interesting is I want to pick up on something you were just saying here a couple of moments ago. You know, I'm seeing messages. I've got a letter. I haven't proofread it, so I'm not going to read it on the air, from Ameren saying rolling brownouts, blackouts, all these things that are a possibility. I mean, you were just talking about this, and we're still, you know, it's not the government. It's not policy. And I'm like, you guys do realize that you ran on doing away with these forms of energy, and now you're saying it's not our fault. I mean, that it's pretty in your face, isn't it?
Exactly right. You know, the reality is, you know, no matter how much, and I like solar energy, you know, I like wind energy, but sometimes the sun don't shine and sometimes the wind don't blow. And we still need to make sure when we flip on that switch, our lights come on. So then what we have to do is figure out what we can do in the state of Illinois, the sixth largest state in the union, how we can become energy independent and use our own natural resources that we have right here, you know, to help with our energy uses and costs so we can drive down the cost. And again, that also puts our own people in the state of Illinois back to work versus trucking it in from all the other states and putting those folks in those other states to work. Let's put in the work right here in the state of Illinois.
Now, I've got a question that's the question to me. Something I'm working on for an idea. I don't know if you saw this. Richard Ervin's joining us, Aurora Mayor and Republican gubernatorial candidate. Wallet Hub does this survey and says state of Illinois has the highest state and local tax burden at 15%. All right, so we'll just take that at face value. You know it's in the neighborhood. And then say another 20%, good rule of thumb when it comes to the federal government. So 35% of an Illinois resident's money goes to taxes. 35%. Where's the wall here, Richard? There has to be one.
You know, the reality is this. You know, and I agree with that. And there's nothing our leadership has done. There's nothing J.B. Pritzker has done to give any relief to our residents whatsoever. You know, I personally, I don't want to reach that wall. You know, I don't want to get to the point where we're stretched so thin that residents of Illinois say, you know, I can't deal with it anymore. You know, I'm just going to, you know, up and leave the state of Illinois like so many residents have done so far and so many businesses have done. And the ones that aren't able to you know, pack up and go to another state are shutting down and staying, you know, staying closed forever. I don't want to get to that breaking point. What we need is a leader in this state that's actually going to come up with some real solutions and not kick the can down the road and you know, point fingers and place blame on others, but accept responsibility and make it so we don't ever have to get to that point to say, what is our breaking point?
What do you have to do? All right, somebody's going to walk into that election booth, into their clerk's office on Friday, and they're going to vote. You've only got 30 seconds to convince them that before they walk in there, they're one of that undecided 36%. They need to put that check next to Richard Irvin's name. What do you say to them?
I say that this election is about taking out J.B. Pritzker, period, in November. And who is the best person who's been tested in the arena, who's actually had proven results of reducing crime, that's my record, of reducing taxes and cutting wasteful spending, that's my record, of fighting against the J.B. Pritzker, Madigan corruption and moving our state and our city and our cities forward, that's my record. Vote for me because when I win the primary, I am the only one that's going to be able to take J.B. Pritzker out in November. Based on my record and my successes as mayor of the second largest city of the state of Illinois versus his failures as our governor.
Richard Irvin, Aurora mayor, and he's on the ballot. You will see it if you choose to vote as early as Friday as he runs for the Republican nod for the gubernatorial race and the next governor's office and occupant there. Richard, as always, I appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good to be on. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
8:39.